And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 2nd of April, 2017. It's the birthday of the world's most famous womanizer, Giacomo Casanova, born in Venice in 1725. He was a librarian to a Bohemian count in 1789 when he set out to write his memoirs. 12 volumes, 3,500 pages, entitled Story of My Life, about all of his romantic liaisons, but also the best record there is of 18th century society and its customs. 1917, on this day, President Woodrow Wilson called Congress into special session, asked them to declare war on Germany to make the world safe for democracy. It's the birthday of Hans Christian Andersen, born in Odense, Denmark, 1805, son of a shoemaker, his mother a washerwoman. When he was 14, he told his mother he wanted to go to Copenhagen to become famous. He wanted to be famous on stage. He even found a patron, Jonas Collin, who was the director of the Royal Danish Theatre, who sent him off to school, where Andersen was a mediocre student at best, though he did graduate from the University of Copenhagen. And the following year, he published his first story. It was called A Journey on Foot from Holman's Canal to the East Point of Amager. And it was a great success, and his writing career was launched. He wrote plays, poetry, novels. His first collection of fairy tales came out in 1835, including The Princess and the Pea, The Emperor's New Clothes, The Ugly Duckling, and The Little Match Girl, among many others. He wrote 150 fairy tales in all. It's the birthday of the French novelist Émile Zola, born in Paris, 1840, author of a 20-novel cycle called Les Rues Jean Macaire, in which he wrote about the heredity and environment of an extended family. Zola, who said, "The artist is nothing without the gift, but the gift is nothing without work. If you ask me what I came into this life to do, I will tell you I came to live out loud." Here's a poem for today by Lawrence Robb, "After We Saw What There Was to See." After we saw what there was to see, we went off to buy souvenirs, and my father waited by the car and smoked. He didn't need a lot of things to remind him where he'd been. "Why do you want so much stuff?" he might have asked us. "Oh, Ed," I can hear my mother saying, as if that took care of it. After she died, I don't think he felt any reason to go back through all those postcards, not to mention the glossy booklets about the singing tower and the alligator farm, the painted ashtrays and lucite paperweights, everything we carried home and found a place for, then put away in boxes, then shoved far back in our closets. He'd always let my mother keep track of the past, and when she was gone, why should that change? Why did I want him to need what he'd never needed? I can see him leaning against our yellow Chrysler in some parking lot in Florida or Maine. It's a beautiful, cloudless day. He glances at his watch, lights another cigarette, looks up at the sky. A poem by Lawrence Robb, "After We Saw What There Was to See," from The History of Forgetting, published by Penguin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.